Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, I can't believe Trump succeeded in this, at least for now. But he's doing a workaround. He's doing a workaround. Since we can't seem to get the SAVE Act passed. Again, we've got a bunch of really bad Republicans endorsed by Trump who are standing in our way. He creates his own problems with these endorsements, but I have a feeling he just did that again with Darlene Graham. I have a feeling she's going to be more loyal to the Democrats that pump millions of dollars into this election. Folks, and that is truly historic. Know that. We've not seen this before. Democrats may have back-channeled dark money before. And we have had a couple of election cases where they've put $1 million into the weakest candidate in some states so that a Democrat could then tear them down in the general election. They've backed the Republican. But we've never seen Democrats with this amount of money openly back a Republican candidate before. Go right into a Republican primary and fool the voters, pretending to be Republicans. That's the part that chafes me the most. So because we can't get the SAVE Act passed, Trump's trying something. This is actually a pretty brilliant executive order. And what it does is this. Okay, the SAVE Act would force these Democrat states to turn over their voter rolls. By the way, the SAVE Act was written by Ralph Norman. That's the irony of this whole thing. In 2020, by the way, as Darlene Graham takes credit for being the champion of the SAVE Act. Believe me, give her a year. She's going to be talking like that. But what it does is says, okay, if we can't have access to your internal voter rolls in these blue states and purple states where the Board of Elections is run at the state level by Democrats, so it's all very corrupt. Okay, well, we'll do this. We will build our own databases of who we think should be on your voter rolls and who is a citizen. And then we're going to check it. We're going to check it if you want to use the mail. Why? Because the mail is controlled by the president. He has executive authority over the USPS, the U.S. Postal Service. So here's what happens. It's actually kind of fascinating. They make state citizenship lists out of their state citizenship database the Democrats are so terrified of. And they hand the list to the states. Hey, here's who we know should be able to vote in your election. If somebody's not on this list, it's a felony probably for them to vote federally. Now, it may not be perfect, but it is likely a federal felony for them to vote. And this is just putting Democrats on notice. All those illegals you registered, you think you can vote for, that's not going to work anymore. We know who's really an American. Now, the states don't have to work off of it. It's more of a warning, but here's what it does. When you publish it, they're going to put it out there. Guess what people can do in their basements? They go search all you got to do then is search the election database, who voted and run them against each other. And what is that going to produce? A list of people who are not citizens who voted. In other words, what Trump is doing here, and it'd be wonderful to get this in place for 2028. I don't think we're going to make it for the midterms. What Trump is doing here is his warning. We know basically who the citizens in your state are. Here is a list. If people are voting who are not on that list, others will notice. Why? Because it's all public information. They're going to get it. So this is going to serve as a warning to you. Don't think you can march 10,000 illegals in here, 2,000 dead, and 4,000 people who moved 10 years ago, and you go vote for them by mail and think we're not going to notice. We're going to notice. Find a new way to cheat. That's what this is. So this is huge. And the fact that it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, I wanted to get to this the last couple of days, but, you know, we've just been busy with the Senate race. Now, here's where it gets fun with this executive order. States that want to use mail for ballots are expected to tell the U.S. Postal Service in advance and provide a list of the people they plan to send ballots to. That's the catch. That's the catch. So what are you doing there? It's a backdoor way to force them to turn lists of voters over to the federal government who they want to send the ballots to. So folks, for states like California, where, and we've covered this before, you can literally go online, and if you don't have your documents proving you're a U.S. citizen, you can just check a box saying you lost them. You don't have them. Too bad. And this is why they recently caught a California councilman who voted like 7 times and got 100 people to vote. I mean, it's Wild West. So California's going wild. Folks, there's probably 2 more Republican congressional districts we should have out of California that just get flat out stolen.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the Democrats are going wild and they're screaming voter suppression and, you know, all that silly stuff, folks. But if this is in place in 2020, it's going to go a really long way toward helping us to win. In fact, I think it could be the decisive factor in the election. If they can't cheat, they won't win nearly as many seats and they may not be able to win the presidency. So let's hope this holds up. But again, folks, he has to do this. Because Republicans he's endorsed in the past have betrayed him in the Senate. And that's where we are this morning. Coming up, Charlie Kirk's TPUSA, like all the rest of the conservative organizations that endorse Ralph Norman, not Darlene Graham, because she's a Democrat, but Ralph Norman. And by the way, folks, I started the show with this. Democrats won that election yesterday. Specifically, the Obama and Biden officials behind the Invest in Tomorrow PAC who backed Darlene Graham openly didn't even hide it. And it didn't matter. You know what would have stopped that? Our Republican Party officials in this state, Tim Scott, who pumped so much money to Darlene Graham along with the Democrats, Henry McMaster, any of these people saying, hey, by the way, Democrat PACs are doing a bunch of ad buys. We can see it when we buy ads and warning us. That would have ended everything. One tweet from Tim Scott would have changed the outcome here and stopped the Democrats from owning Darlene Graham. He was completely silent, exactly the way Pam Evett, Henry McMaster, Tim Scott, and the so-called Republican leadership of the state was absolutely silent about the fact that David Pascoe was a Democrat. This is the second time they've done it. And to see that, to actually see the Democrats work hand in hand with the so-called Republican leadership of the state to elect Darlene Graham. You know, folks, I say uniparty a lot and I think of it, well, they'll cooperate on issues they have in common. No, they work together behind the scenes. And the fact that they're communist and DSA doesn't seem to faze these people who run this state at all. At all. They did it for the second time in a year. They didn't tell us about David Pascoe being a Democrat either. Probably because they share a lot of consultants with his people and Dick Harpootlians and the Democrats. What's even more disgusting is that Tim Scott and these Republican PACs that refused to spend in Texas for Paxton spent getting Darlene Graham elected to defeat Ralph Norman. They are more interested, including Tim Scott's PAC, his Republican senatorial PAC, and I have to say it, MAGA Inc. too, they're more interested in defeating conservative Republican like Ralph Norman than they are in defeating Tallarico right now. Ken Paxton can't get a dime out of these guys. And so far, according to Politico, it looks like they're going to let him hang in Texas, let Tallarico win. Right now, maybe that'll change. I hope it'll change. But to see those 2 big PACs spend money to elect somebody the Democrats consider one of their own spent money on Darlene Graham and deny that money to Ken Paxton. You know what just happened this week? The Democrats are spending money in Texas already. And the race was Paxton was ahead before. Now Tallarico is a little bit. We could still catch up if somebody would help him. But what's happening right now in Texas is that the Cook Political Report just switched that Senate seat from a leans Republican to a toss up because Democrats are spending money and Republicans. And again, that's Tim Scott. And because he runs the Republican Senatorial Committee, it's a fundraising arm of the Republican Party. And Donald Trump has so far refused to help Paxton. Haven't opened up the coffers. Democrats are pulling ahead in Texas. We are handing them a Senate seat while those same 2 PACs spend money getting Darlene Graham elected. So we would rather defeat Ralph Norman than James Tallarico. Let that sink in. Now, The hope is that MAGA Inc., Trump's PAC, will eventually open its coffers for Paxton. They have not said they won't. But Paxton, basically, Tim Scott's told him, hey, buddy, too bad. We're going to spend on all these other Senate races, but you're going to have to raise your own money and run it through the National Republican Senatorial Committee. They're not going to help him. In other words, they would rather see Tallarico in the Senate, that freak, than have a conservative like Paxton elected. This is what you're dealing with. That's what runs this state. And the more we get the word out, the better we can fight it.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.